What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hey, Mallory. I've learned what a pre-roll is. What the heck is a Patreon?
Well, a Patreon is a way for audiences to support artists and makers whose content that they love with a monthly contribution to an account on patreon.com. And for more information, you can go to sewhere.com/Patreon. That's Patreon. And you'll be redirected to our Patreon page where we outline possible contributions you could make and rewards. And that's another way that you can support SewHere.com. Now on to the podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And we are back from Thanksgiving and back from the dead.
Everybody had a virus or something or something.
I think I still have my virus.
I mean, nobody even got to be like in a really good food coma or anything because they were like not well enough to overeat.
Yeah, I kind of still feel like I'm going to die right now. But we just did. What fun thing did we do today, though, Mom? What did we do that was fun?
Well, which fun thing?
Good question. Talk about one of the fun things we did.
Our live broadcast, we did that.
Yes,
is that we did. What you're talking about?
We did our live broadcast in the Patreon group.
Right.
If you pledge to our Patreon and become a Zigzag level member, you get a live broadcast once a month.
The best thing about that broadcast, I would think, is you really get to see us make fools of ourselves once a month.
Yes, it's just
totally self-deprecating.
It's a fun place. I almost feel like it's kind of an incubator because we've done, I think, about 3 live broadcasts now, and 2 of them were a little bit more talky, and one of them was sort of a technique that we've shared,
that's true.
Your dart sewing technique. So it's, you never know what you're going to get. It's just a fun time, and ZD is on the live broadcast.
In fact, today everybody thought we'd been drinking.
Yes. No, we were just having a good time.
You'll know when we're drinking because we'll be asleep.
We'll just be asleep. And that's what I plan on doing after we record this podcast.
Alcohol is a depressant, and that is exactly how it works on Mallory and I.
That's right. That's right. Okay. So this episode is a follow-up to one of our most popular episodes. I think a lot of people talk about it, that the Serger Stitches episode.
Right.
It's one of their favorites. And so I'm going to call this episode the Obscure Serger Stitches.
Yes. Well, you know, sergers continue to be sort of an obscure thing.
Right.
Even when you go into a store that's selling sewing machines, you know, there's many dealers that are not garment oriented.
Uh-huh.
So you'll see them using a serger to only finish, you know, the edge of a fabric or something.
Right.
Or, you know, or like a quilt, you know, a quilt store. They finish the edge of the fabric before they pre-wash it. So they're using one stitch.
Or also, in quilting, generally, you're using one type of fabric.
Right.
Whereas in garment sewing, you can come up against just, you know,
right.
a huge range.
And that's, I mean, we're talking about traditional quilting
oh, sure,
there.
Sure.
Not like, you know, art quilt or
and
something.
And it doesn't make the quilting or the practice of quilting bad or anything. It just...
It's just different.
I agree that when you say they are still kind of a mystery...
I believe that there are people that... are very, very well versed in sewing machines and not versed in a serger, you know.
I would agree.
And not real interested for some reason. Like, I don't think they realize what a serger can really do.
Well, and I'm very spoiled. I have grown up serging on the self-threading. Self-tensioning baby
yeah.
locks, which are really just amazing and user-friendly. And, you know, when somebody asks about sergers in the group, when we were smaller, I used to sort of be like, hey, you know, we like the baby locks. They are our favorites and this. And now that we're so big in the group, someone else always gets to it before me.
Well, or if someone asks about a serger that's not a self-threader, not an air threader, that's, you know, what about the – I have nothing to say.
Yeah, and normally –
you know, I let – somebody who knows, yes. who deals with it now.
Yeah, normally there's somebody in the group who's got that serger
right,
or
right,
used
or
it.
Somehow familiar with
and
it.
And I'm glad about that, too, because when we were smaller, I was like, well, the only thing I can really say is I've taught people to use these other things.
That's right. And they drive me crazy.
I didn't have a very good time, you know, or whatever. But anyway, so sergers. In our last podcast where we talked about this, and it was July of 2016. And
really?
Now it's November. 2017, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Not 2016. and it's November of 2017 now.
Okay, so 5 months later, whatever.
Actually, I guess this podcast comes out in December.
Oh, yeah, because like 2 days from now is
December. I
was going
to say, wait, it made it sound like we were really planning ahead there for a second instead of recording the podcast like 48 hours before
I mean,
we
before we know it, it's going to be a different year.
Yes. In that podcast, I think we mainly focused on the 3-thread and 4-thread.
Right.
Basically, where you use those.
Right. Those are pretty much the most used stitches.
And we talked about the 3-thread hem and the 3-thread rolled edge.
Right.
And then the 4-thread and things like that. And I do think it's very valuable information, but let's dig deeper into some of the more obscure serger stitches.
Okay, before we get too obscure,
sure.
Did we talk about the 3-thread wide?
I think we did.
Okay.
Because we talked about how it can be used to show off decorative
right, and
threads.
I consider that a decorative stitch, basically, or a stitch for the edge of, like a baby blanket would uh-huh. be a good thing to talk about. But because... it's the toe catcher. We talked
yeah.
about. I think we did talk about.
No,
we talked about it being yeah. a toe catcher because you know it's got a long stitch length that wraps around the edge.
Stitch width.
So there's a long length of thread that's going over the edge of the fabric, and I call it a toe catcher because if you were like you know trying to dry your feet with it or something, maybe your toe would get caught in it. I don't know.
Well,
and if you did that, if you finished the inside of a garment with it. Your toe might get caught in it or your fingernail or something like that.
Right, right. So if you don't know, ZD and I really love the 3-thread narrow. If you have ever paid attention to our Facebook group or other social media, we really like the 3-thread narrow. And we're actually just about to release a video about the 3-thread narrow. So anyway, we're not going to talk about that today because we talked about it in the Serger Stitches episode. So go back and look for that one. You can search for it in your podcast app. The literal name of the episode is called Serger Stitches.
Oh, and that's really hard to figure out. Yeah.
Okay. But hey, let's talk about 2-thread serging, Mom. Okay. And
ooh, okay. A lot of people don't do this.
This is 2-thread on the overlock machine.
Yes.
Okay, this was another distinction we made that maybe I should start off with here. We're coming from a place of talking about a 4-thread baby lock serger. It would be the Imagine, the Enlighten, the Eclipse, and really similar to a lot of other
yes.
4-thread sergers out there that you might have.
Right.
You're probably able to do this, but there are some stitches where you can use just 2 threads.
Right.
Now, am I right, Mom, in saying that whenever you use a two thread, you're going to engage that subsidiary looper?
Absolutely.
Okay.
As far as I know, I've never done it any other way.
It's what I'm looking at right now on the quick reference guide.
Yes.
So, go ahead.
So, it doesn't pass through the looper eye.
Yeah, well, yeah. And so, it doesn't allow you, it doesn't allow the thread to go over the upper looper. It, like, blocks it. Because it doesn't allow it to go through the looper eye. You don't use the upper looper, basically.
Right.
You're using your needle and the lower looper.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, in order to make these stitches. Now, word of caution to you baby lock users. You're spoiled. Hold on.
Right.
You're spoiled and you're used to just threading this baby up with your presser foot up and going. There are a couple of things you need to look at when you thread for the two thread, okay? You might go into a different tension disc or do something a little funny, but it's all there on your quick reference guide. But I remember one time trying to do this, and I didn't pay attention. Like, you know.
Right.
I didn't look at the instructions.
Right. It's a different path.
Yes, it's a different thread path.
It's not the common path that you would take when...
threading your needle. Right. Yeah.
Because what you're actually doing... is you're going through a different tension disc normal because you need to come up with a different tension.
So those of you who are not using a baby lock, you need to pay attention to your manual too because your tension settings will be very different for two-thread serging. Now let's explain what the heck you use two-thread serging for. There is some edging, right?
Uh-huh.
There is a two-thread. Do they call it a rolled edge?
I'm trying to see.
It might not be on that quick reference guide.
What two thread are we referring to?
So there is a two thread hem that you can do. A lot of people do this on really delicate
like
knits.
My thought is like a chiffon scarf.
There you go, chiffon scarf. And so what is this is like, you know, your big thing, Mom, reducing bulk, right?
That's right. This is really about reducing bulk.
Because you're only using
two
threads.
So you have a silk chiffon scarf edge or, you know, hem on an overlay on a dress or something. You want it to float. You don't want it to get stiff. You're trying not to change the character of the fabric, but you still want a hem.
Right. And
and what thread would I use here?
Some embroidery, embroidery thread.
I would probably use machine embroidery thread.
Yes.
Or cotton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the lightweight, what we used to call cotton embroidery thread.
Or, I mean, I don't know. I know a dyer locally here.
Yeah.
This is how she finishes off her silk scarf before she
dyes them. Yes, it is.
I think she might use normal serger thread.
She might even use, some people use silk thread.
Okay.
Right. Now, there's nothing wrong.
Because it would all die, you know.
Right. Well, she may want it to be silk thread so that it dies the same.
Right.
Maybe that's what she used. That is, I think she uses silk thread.
I think so.
She might.
Now, that's like a two-thread, like, rolled, okay, but you could also use the two-thread flat lock to get a blind hem, right?
Yes.
Okay. And people, the blind hem on the serger, I feel like...
It's not really blind. No.
Yeah.
Well, it is. If you have sort of a puffy, bulky type, gushy fabric or something, it is blind.
And I know that on the baby lock, your fabric guide is adjustable on the blind hem foot, and it can make a huge difference. And whenever we taught guide class, we would go through... the six presser feet that would be in like the bonus pack, you know.
And she's talking about the presser feet on the serger.
On the serger. So in baby lock land, there are these bonus presser feet packs, right? And so we would go through this in guide class and show people how to use these. And it was like we'd just have them stitch out a sample. And some people's would just look beautiful on the first try. And some people's, you'd see these stitches.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be blind. And then we'd move their guide a little bit. And they'd look great. So if you're going to
Because it's about the bite of the fabric.
Yes, it's about the bite. So you need to test.
Like the needle's biting.
Yeah, you need to test. So this is a two-thread. You'll use
Are those who test and those who wish
that's right.
Test.
That's another recent podcast. So that's using like a flat lock stitch for the blind hem.
Right.
Okay. Now, let's just talk about the flat lock.
Okay.
By itself.
Right.
And I actually yesterday wore some underwear.
Oh, did you? Your flat lock
that,
underwear?
That I made with this.
Well, and the thing that's fun about that, or why that is a good stitch for that case, is you've got two layers of fabric basically lying on top of each other.
And I saved this one for the last two thread because I think it's the most functional and it's the one we should talk about the most.
Probably the one we use the most. You and I use the most anyway.
So a flat lock is really cool. The reason it's called a flat lock is because the stitch ends up changing after you sew it.
That's right.
And instead of having the tiniest little flange on the inside of your garment being your seam allowance, right? You actually sew and then, or you serge, and then you open up the stitch and it lies flat.
Right. So you stitch with the right sides together, basically.
No, the wrong. Well, I guess it depends on what.
Well, you stitch with same sides together, whatever, I guess.
Same sides.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know how to say this. Okay, say you stitch with right sides together or you stitch with wrong sides together.
Yes.
Either way.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
But when you finish and you pull the stitch, you wind up with a right side against a wrong side.
I see what you're
saying.
Do you see
what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's what I was trying to describe.
So within the stitch, and it's a very small amount of fabric.
So how you put, you know, one, just like you usually sew when you put a seam together, you know, the cut edges, they're together, right? Uh-huh. They're lined up together and you sew on it. But then when you finish, right, you pull this and the one piece of fabric sort of unfolds and slides back under there.
Yep.
And you've got the fabric is overlapping.
That's right.
So there's an underpiece and an overpiece and they're overlapping.
So,
but the stitches are basically wrapped around that.
That's right. So one side of this stitch, now if that makes no freaking sense to you, don't worry about it. It's hard to explain.
Right. But that's why it's called flat and long.
Yes.
Because it's locked in this flat position.
I did a video on this in the self-sewn wardrobe group. I the underwear I made them on camera.
Right.
So anyway, one side of the stitch, like let's say your top side of the stitch.
Okay.
It looks very overlocky, right?
Yes.
It looks
yes.
like the zigzaggy serger stitch.
Yes.
The other side looks like
a ladder.
A ladder.
Or, you know, just a series of little dashes, little bars.
Rungs. Yeah.
Yeah.
So those I tried out the flatlock narrow. And the flat lock wide. I was doing this on double brushed poly with some maxi lock stretch thread.
Uh-huh.
And I was worried. The reason I was trying out the wide and the narrow is because I thought the narrow would be best in terms of not getting that toe catcher that you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
That long rung of the ladder.
Sure.
But, you know, with that super stretchy fabric and the stretch thread, everything was laying together so nicely.
It lays really flat, right?
And it was black DBP, and I used, like, purple in the looper.
So that's the other thing I was going to say. You get a decorative quality out of it. And when you were talking about right sides or wrong sides together, I guess this is what I was thinking of. It depends on what side of the stitch you're using for the public side.
That's right. So do you want the public to see the ladder? Or do you want them to see the overlock stitch? And either way, it's not, like, you get to decide.
Right.
It doesn't really affect.
And, I mean, if it helps anybody, I hope this won't confuse anyone, but some of your ready-to-wear
action wear,
workout wear, whatever you want to call it, will have a flat lock to it. Now, it won't look just like this one on the home serger.
Right.
It's usually a more industrial looking stitch.
And do they call it a cover lock or something? They call it.
They might, yes.
And what it does, so it doesn't look like a ladder on the other side. It looks like the overlock stitch on both
they
sides.
They actually look the same on both sides.
Yes.
Now, that's an industrial machine, and you probably wouldn't want to purchase it. It's, you know, several million dollars or whatever and does one function.
So, but this is a way that you can get that look
Right.
If you want to, this is one way to get the look. I really liked it for my underwear. I'm not a big person who is like, oh, I hate like seam allowances. Yeah. I have a texture.
Noah made a bunch of underwear.
Yeah, yeah.
Using it.
He made underwear using the flatlock and said he really liked it. And once again, this is where we want to say you don't have to use four threads on your serger.
Right.
To get a good.
To get. A durable stitch.
A functional, durable stitch.
You know, when people talk about, oh, in kids' clothes, I always use a four thread. I don't know that it makes it any more durable, really. If the garment fits, there shouldn't be that much stress on the seam. And if kid's going to put stress on a seam by, you know, whatever, poking his foot through it or his knee or his butt or whatever.
Right.
No seam is going to last.
And I... if you look in your kids' clothes and they're ready to wear, mm-hmm. it'll be put together with either one.
Yeah, both ways. You never know.
You know.
Or sometimes both.
Yes.
Like you'll see that one seam's put together one way and one the other, you know.
But I've got, you know, Zelda and I run around in our three-thread leggings. Now, I have not made two-thread leggings. I haven't made flat lock leggings.
I don't know that I would do that.
I would try it.
Flat lock maybe, right.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, flat lock, yes.
I would make flat lock leggings because I made those DBP undies and that seam on the side. It just is like, it's so nice.
It's cute.
Just like, yes, and I like to just touch it myself and be like, look at this flat seam I made. Now, that being said, this flat lock, I don't think it works super well with more than two layers of fabric.
I've never done it on more than two. I haven't.
Guys, I did it. Get ready to applaud. I did the crotch gusset
on
a pair of underwear with this. It was a total pain in the butt.
So that was three layers, you're saying? Right.
And it was like, it was a total pain in the butt. And I definitely...
But also, the double brush poly is a very lightweight fabric.
Yeah. Now, it was so it was two layers of double brush poly
and I used a cotton knit. Yeah. Like an interlock knit or something.
You know how you were like, you got to decide which side you want to have the ladder and which side you want to have the serger. Well, I totally like could not think about it.
Well, here's my thought. I'm not I don't know if I'd want that stitching up against my body in my crotch area. So I don't know if I would do that. Yeah.
Right. Because if you do it the right way, the seam allowance is enclosed, right? If you do a three-thread.
Right. Right.
You know. But I have the machine set up for this flat lock. So I was just going to give it
to
a
see
shot.
What it, yeah. Right.
I also gave it a shot attaching elastic.
Uh huh.
Okay. And I think it depends on the elastic, on the thickness of the elastic, and on how you want it. So my verdict in using this to make some of my underwear was that I was like, well, I really liked it for the side seams.
Yes.
But it wasn't my favorite for everything else. So I didn't know if I was going to like switch my serger out a whole bunch.
Right.
To use this.
Sure, sure.
Which I guess is why it's one of the more obscure stitches because it's not used as often.
Right.
Now, I should have asked Noah if he used it on like fabric waistband. So I did it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I did it on a fabric waistband too.
He was here with some of that.
Yeah.
Underwear, and I don't remember.
And it just didn't, the flat lock seam didn't lay quite as flat.
Right.
And that was okay.
Right.
It was just like, oh, well, if I'm going to set this up for a three thread, I'll just. Three thread the
everything
whole
right,
under,
right
pair
right,
of underwear
right.
You know like I would normally
well and underwear the seams are so short it seems kind of ridiculous to keep switching back and forth.
And I think that Amy asked this at one point am I gonna lose my train of thought here about the two thread seam allowance.
Uh-huh.
She said, do you need to alter your seam allowance? And I don't know, I think if you're working with a knit and it's like underwear or something, I don't know how big of a difference it would make.
Right.
It would be a very, very small difference.
It would be a small, especially in that. But, you know, I mean, you're right. It would be a very small difference. I think you just have to experiment to see if that particular garment it made that much difference.
Yeah, because what would happen is, let's pretend that you have your three thread set for like a 3.5 millimeter stitch width.
Okay.
Okay. And so you stitch with your needle on the stitching line, cutting off seam allowance and overcasting seam allowance. Okay. So that's how you get the properly sized pattern. Now, with the two thread, it tells you to do, where's two thread narrow? Oh, a width of 3.5 as well. You would get an extra 7 millimeters
right.
if you had two side seams.
Right, that's it. I mean, your garment would wind up larger.
Yeah, so in this case, if you had two side seams on a pair of underwear, it would end up 7 millimeters larger. That is not 1 centimeter larger.
No.
That is less than half an
right.
inch. So I said, you know, I'm just not sure how big of a difference.
Well, it would honestly depend on the size of the underwear.
Yes,
so if
yes.
it's for a smaller person, that small difference might make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a larger size, it's probably negligible.
Yeah, the ratio there
right.
is just, you know, so keep that in mind. Oh my God, minute 23 of the podcast. I think it's time for a message break.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Mom, are you clear on what a Patreon is?
I think so.
Do you know what we're offering for our Patreon
you
contributors?
You said different levels. What's a level have to do with anything?
There are different levels. So
not like a level to level, like your lumber or your wall or whatever.
No. Nope.
Levels.
Levels at which you can contribute. So this is a way for our people who maybe don't buy sewing supplies from us or who live in a place where it's hard to ship sewing supplies.
Yeah, because I know some of that shipping can get up there.
That's right. And we always think it's great for you to support your local sewing stores.
Absolutely.
As well. And so if you just think that we're a rollicking good time, the Patreon is one way to support our media so we can keep making videos and keep Sam in bonbons and gilded pedicures. Okay.
Gilded pedicures.
So our first level is the $3 a month level. And like you said, some people pay more for coffee.
That's right.
Even though you don't drink coffee, so you don't even know.
No.
Yeah. For $3 a month, you're supporting Sew Here Media, and you're actually going to get a handwritten love note from you.
You're
going
to, yeah, oh,
ha,
oh.
ha. Okay. you'll get a handwritten love note after you pledge the $3 a month, and it'll be on a fun postcard.
That you've designed,
that
or
designed.
I've designed, or somebody designed.
That's
that,
right.
That works here and lives here.
And then the next level is an $8 a month level, and you'll get a postcard.
Two okay? coffees.
Oh, 2.66 coffees. you'll get the postcard, but then you'll also get a special Sew Porter keychain.
Ah,
exclusive
yes.
to our Sew Porters.
And that's the only way you can get it.
That's
to
right.
pledge this level.
We're not going to, the Patreon rewards are going to be exclusive to the Patreon
okay.
donors, okay? And then our highest level, these all have cute names, like the straight stitch and the back stitch. And the highest level is the zigzag. Okay.
Okay.
So that's your favorite sewing
term.
Stitch.
Oh, it's my absolute favorite. It's the only one I ever use.
This is an $18 a month pledge. And you'll get a love note. And you'll get a keychain. And you will also get access to a super secret private Facebook group where
Ooh.
You and I go live.
Uh-oh.
Once a month.
And we do rollicking fun things.
Rollicking
like you say.
Fun things. Yes, yes. We'll have lots of fun. It's going to be a little bit more produced than my live broadcast in the self-sewn wardrobe. We're going to have a camera person here.
So we'll have like some planned content.
Yes, we'll have some planned content. We'll talk to you all. We'll answer questions. And since we'll have a camera person here, what that means is we can zoom in.
We can respond to your questions in a better way.
And we can zoom in on sewing machines
on
if we're demoing.
Right.
Techniques, and we can do that live too.
Real camera shots, yeah.
Yeah. So we introduced the Patreon a little bit ago, and there are lots of people who contributed. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Absolutely. And actually, the most popular level has been the zigzag.
All right.
But any amount really helps us to support the hosting fees, the equipment upkeep, pay our staff. And ourselves, and make more fun sewing media for
Wait
you.
Wait a minute. You said you acted like I got paid.
Yeah. If enough people pledge to the Patreon,
I could get paid
too.
We can
start paying you. Okay. So once again, go to sewhere.com/Patreon. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, like you're a patron, but in the future or something.
I see.
And you can see the different levels there, and you will get access to that Facebook group. What happens here is your card is charged at the first of the month, and then you'll get access or you'll receive a notification that your reward has shipped. Okay.
I see.
And you can also choose to contribute any amount of your choice. So if you're like, you know, all I got right now is $1 to throw at these ladies.
You
can do that too.
Okay.
All right. SoHere.com/Patreon. Thank you to all of our wonderful patrons.
Sewing out loud.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And we're back. I can't believe we talked for that long.
Really? Now, you know some people are obsessed with serger stitches when they can talk for 23 minutes about two-thread.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think if you have not listened to the Buttonhole podcast, that's another one where we go on for 45 minutes about something cray-cray.
And it's people really like that one, too.
It's a good episode.
It is.
It is. Okay, I want to talk about combo stitches.
Yeah.
And what I mean by this is combination of chain and cover stitches with overlock stitches.
So what you're doing is you're making a chain stitch, which is the stitch that makes your seam.
Yeah.
And then you have an overlock on the edge, which is finishing your seam. And what it's doing is it's finishing two layers of fabric together at once.
That's right. And so we're coming at this once again from the type of machine we use. We use a Baby Lock Ovation. This is one of their 8-thread sergers. And
when would you use 8 threads?
Yeah, when would you use 8 threads? Probably not.
You really don't.
Often.
It's the combo.
That's right.
It's not that you're going to use 8 threads.
That's right.
It's like on a 5-thread serger. You know, do you use 5 threads on a serging stitch? You know, you do. Okay, but you only have that combo.
Right. So we're going to get to that. So why there are 8 threads, why it's called an 8-thread serger, over in overlock land, in serger land, you got 2 needles and 2 loopers, right? And that's your traditional serger that a lot of people are really familiar with.
Right.
And then this machine is a combination machine. It has a cover stitch capability, which means that it has a cover looper, or a cover and chain looper, and then it has 3 needles over in the cover and chain part, right? And so your possibilities for combinations here they're not endless, but I don't know how to do the math.
It will sew with all 8 threads.
Yes,
it will sew with all 8 threads, but it's like overkill.
Yeah, so you would get a triple cover stitch
right. And
a 4-thread overlock together if you did all 8 threads.
Talk about bulk.
Yeah.
You know, you don't. So the reason you have all of those 8 threads is for position.
Yep.
So you're changing width and you're changing position.
Seam allowance. Right.
So I used to get kind of, it was always like, the husband. Well, what does she need eight threads for? I'm like, what do you need 54 golf clubs for? I don't know. It's position.
Now, that's obviously was not always the case.
No, but, it wasn't.
What the most common stitch that I use in this situation when I'm wanting to utilize a combination stitch is what's called a 5-thread safety stitch. Okay.
Okay.
And so what it is it's a 3-thread overlock.
Right.
Now, I prefer the narrow.
Me too.
Of course. Right.
Of course.
Don't we?
Don't we always? Less bulk.
Okay. But technically, you could also use the wide.
Right.
That's 3
threads. But you might get a toe catcher
out
of it.
That's right. But isn't that 3 of our 5 threads?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. And then use a chain stitch.
Right.
As well.
And a chain stitch is a needle thread. And the chain looper.
That's right. So that's how we get 5 threads.
Right.
Now, on the Ovation and the Evolution and the Evolve and the Triumph, blah, 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 there are 3 cover stitching needles.
So there's 3 positions.
That's right.
It would be 3 different chain positions, or it can be a different width and or position of a cover stitch needle.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're using one needle, it's a chain stitch.
Yeah. So I could put my chain needle in position 1, 2, or 3.
Correct.
Right? Now, to make my ginger jeans.
Yes.
Once I knew that they fit properly, like after I basted them together, this is the stitch that I used to do the inseam.
Right.
And the side seams. And what else? Did I, you know, I think I may have attached the waistband this way.
With it also?
I think maybe I told other people not to because it was a little much for them to handle the zipper the serger. And like, I could do that.
But do you know what I use it for? What my favorite thing is to use it for?
No, I don't.
Pillowcases.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Pillowcases. It just makes all the sense in the world. You get your seam, and you get
your finishing,
and they're together.
Yes,
you know they're not two.
When people sometimes ask, can this 8-thread machine replace a sewing machine? And you know what's funny? You know what Linda Rainwater always says that I think is hilarious. She goes,
"Her name's not Linda Rainwater.
Oh, Linda." Pacini. What she says, she's from Baby Lock. She always says, well, sure, you can chain stitch all your seams if you want to use up a whole bunch of extra thread instead of, you know, using
your
sewing machine.
Well, I think the other thing that I would say about this is a chain stitch machine, because of the way it's configured, it's not as easy to manipulate fabric under.
Sure.
So, you know, that too.
And it doesn't like have buttonholes. Well,
right.
Okay.
Right. It chain stitches and that is what it does.
So the chain stitch, though, it will be nice and stable.
And it's a bulkier, I mean, you can feel
a chain stitch.
Yes. There's a ridge to a chain stitch where you don't feel that ridge in a lock stitch.
So I loved this for the ginger jeans. It gave a really nice fold. I was like you mentioned when you described this stitch, I was sewing, trimming seam allowances, and finishing seam allowances.
It's really good for dog beds too.
Oh, yeah. Well, home deck in general,
Home deck. Yeah. Seaming curtains or drapes together. It is excellent.
Now, if you don't want your seam allowances finished together, maybe you want to allow for them to be like altered in the future or something like that.
Right.
This is not a good stitch.
Right. Or if you want that seam to lay open for a reason.
But
right.
If you want to fold it over to one side and top stitch it, it's the bomb.
Or if it's inside your pillowcase.
Yep.
It's the bomb.
So the 5-thread safety stitch, though, I just want you guys to know that if you have one of these sergers at home that can do this, like in your owner's manual or in your quick reference guide, whether it's Baby Lock or not, it might only show you one possibility for the 5-thread safety stitch. It might show you, here, look, what does it do?
Well, you mean say one position of the chain needle and probably a 3-thread narrow or a 3-thread wide, I'm not sure.
Let's see. Oh, this shows chain stitch and 3-thread wide.
Does it?
Here.
Okay.
On
and
there.
And one reason I think it might show you three thread wide is because of what you had just said, home deck.
Uh-huh.
So that three thread wide would not be as loose over home deck heavy home deck fabrics.
And like no toe
you'd have right, you'd have well, that's true.
Right.
Unless you put your toes in your drapes.
Yes.
But you would have say on home deck, say you would have a curtain. You might be sewing together a lining and the curtain fabric, and they're pretty heavy.
Yeah, they can be. Right. Yeah, so that would be appropriate there. Right. Okay, there's a place where we'd use the three thread wide, everybody. There you go. And other than just right. decorative. But just so you know, this has the chain stitch with the chain needle in C3. And then the over
which is farthest to the
right. Yes. And then it has that three thread wide. So I just want you to know, you could have the chain needle in one and have the wide or the narrow. You could have the chain needle in two and have the wide or the narrow. You could have the chain needle in three and have the wide or the narrow. Just so you know, you should feel free to set up the machine. It's not going to hurt.
That's what you could do.
Oh, could you test?
You
could test. But when you're using, at least when you're using, you know, the Baby Locks, the ones that I'm the most familiar with, as long as you set the machine up properly for the chain stitch and then also properly for the overlock together, it's going to function.
Correct.
And you might want more of a seam allowance or something. And I can't, you know, I can't remember exactly what I did for the ginger jeans. I think I have it written down. But I did the three thread narrow and I can't remember which cover needle I
used. Which needle you used, yeah.
But it was determined by me measuring over.
And seeing if you had. Getting
a certain seam allowance. So I was like, oh, I'm going to line up my raw edges with like this landmark.
Right, right.
And this is the easiest for me.
Sure.
And I want to cut off this much.
Yep.
And so you can always measure how to, you know, and this is where your sewing gauge is. I love to use a sewing gauge for this type of thing at the sewing machine. It's not just good for marking hems on your garments.
So you're putting that sewing gauge basically under your presser foot.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, lining a landmark up with your needle and seeing where you want to go.
And I did. I was cutting some off. So it takes a little bit of thought.
So there. The virus I had last week is now coming back on my larynx.
I know. We how long have we been talking about this now?
Long enough that my voice is going.
The combination
actually,
stitches,
it's just like my Marlene and Dietrich voice.
It sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
That's the really, I don't know, I've never used a cover stitch with an overlock.
I can't really think of why I would.
Like, yeah, there's some silence here because we're just thinking.
I really can't. I've never done it.
I think it would be fun for decorative purposes.
Well, you could do it for decorative. If you know, and I have played, and there's a sample around here someplace in a box where I've done all those things.
Right, and you can play with it, but I don't know that that serves any particular function because the cover stitch is really wonderful for hemming and finishing.
Right.
It's not a seaming stitch necessarily.
No.
You know, so just keep that in mind, but it can be fun.
It can be a decorative stitch.
Yes, it can be fun for that. So I would generally, in combo stitch land, when we talk about serger combination stitches, we're talking about marrying the chain stitch with an overlock stitch, and I just love it. I absolutely can't get over how fast the jeans go together with
now,
that.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Tell me about it.
And I think we might have this baby lock that's a million years old. It did a three thread narrow and a chain stitch, and that's all it did.
Uh-huh.
That's what you had to sew with.
Huh.
And it was called a serger. And that's what it was.
That's what it was.
Yes. But, you know, so you had this line of chain stitching and then you had the overlock stitching on the edge. And that was it. That's what you had.
Right, right.
Now, we're talking about chain stitch. And what I'd like everybody to know is the first sewing machines were chain stitch machines. The bobbin was, you know, a later invention.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
On the home sewing machine.
So, and the chain stitch we're talking about on these like overlockers and stuff is different from those original machines. And you might see, if you've ever seen like chain stitch art.
Yes.
You know, that it's really intriguing to look at. absolutely beautiful, done by machine. So that's interesting to look at. We're talking about it, of course, here as a construction, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
And then let's just wrap this up by talking about the four different cover stitches that can be, that can exist on these machines.
Well, I say there's five because there's positionally, there's a narrow stitch.
No, I think four. There's two narrow stitches, there's a wide, and there's a three.
Yes, but your narrow stitch can be in two different positions.
I know, there are two narrows, there's a wide, and then there's a triple cover stitch, and that is four stitches.
Is that four?
Yeah. It's not, I don't think it's five.
You're right. Yeah. It is.
I've thought about that really hard, Mom.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, ZD's apologizing to me.
Yeah.
What time is it? Like, okay. The cover stitches. Cover stitching, I guess... Here it is in obscure serger stitch episode. I don't even know if that's really like what I'd call it. But just so y'all know, you may have a cover stitch machine that doesn't have three needles like ours.
Yes,
do,
you
right?
can have, you okay. can have a two thread.
Just a
two needle. I'm
two
sorry.
Needle
a
cover two needle cover stitch machine.
And it usually is a chain stitch and then a cover stitch.
Right.
And you don't have a choice on how wide that is.
That's right.
You know, that's preset by where the needle positions are.
Yeah, the width of your cover stitch is determined by how far apart your needles are, and that is not something that can move on most modern machines.
No.
Okay. So, not that I know of. So, if you have three, then you can choose the two needles to the left and...
No, the center and the left needle
yes.
are the center and the right needle.
That's a better way to put it.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
it is.
Mom's back, guys. Apologizing no more. Okay, so you can use the center and the left and the center and the right. You could use just the far left and far right needles.
Correct.
And that would make you a nice wide cover stitch. And then you could use all three.
Yeah, which is called a triple cover.
And that can be fun.
It can be pretty. It can help with, you know, can be neat because you can, I mean, even if both sides are pretty, you can use your decorative thread in, you know, one or all or whatever. You can have your outside needles in one color and your center needle in another color. You can have all three different colors in your needles. So it can add a decorative element to a hem.
And with all of these, you're only using one looper in cover stitch land, just so you know.
Right.
And I honestly, I sort of, some fabrics benefit from a wider hem.
Yes.
Or a narrower
hem. And some from a narrow
hem.
The one nice thing about, I think, the three thread is sometimes it will flatten something out kind of nice.
Sure, hold it down nicely.
Yep.
So when I'm determining this, most of the time when I hem like a t-shirt or a pair of pants or leggings or something, I sort of use, there's like a line on the bed of the machine.
Right. Several lines, yeah.
You know, that's really easy to use. Or I even kind of use the edge of my foot.
I was going to say, the feet, I'll have marks where the needles land.
Right.
Yeah.
So if I use the edge of my foot, though, as the guide, then I'm like, okay, do I want my cover stitch
here
to the left or here to the right? And this sounds so hippy-dippy of me. So you can tell how you do this. Whenever I'm messing around with a hem on a knit, I sort of just let it, like, fold on its own a little bit, and I'm like, oh, this knit wants to have a half inch hem, or this knit is talking to me and it likes
oh my gosh, the fabric's talking to her. Where have I heard this before?
Speaking to me, you know. So do you ever do that? Okay,
is it like to fold, you know, is like to fold up, you know, an inch or a half inch or what? And then there's two ways to address that. In the fact that, am I going to cover stitch the edge of my fold up, or am I going to go, you know, inside that hem and go back and trim?
Right, right.
So there's two ways to handle that,
too. This is like such a good example for me, I think, because I made a raglan and the sleeves were cotton lycra.
Right.
Okay. And then the body of the raglan was double brush poly. And the cotton lycra, to do the sleeves, I kind of just folded it over and it didn't fold over a ton for me.
Right.
You know, but then the DBP, I was like, oh, this could use a little bit more weight.
Here's what I noticed. The thinner the fabric, or it usually rolls more too.
Right.
So the thinner or finer the fabric, I like to fold more up.
That's exactly.
And usually cut off. Where if I've got something, a knit with a little bit more meat to it, I can easily cover stitch and enclose that raw edge without going back and trimming.
Now, just so you all know, we have a really good video about how to finish a cover stitch in the round.
Yep.
Okay. And it's about how to get your needle threads to the back without using hand sewing needles.
Correct.
And so that's on the blog. It's on our site. You know, just search for cover stitch in the round. But if you're ever going to apply the cover stitch in a backwards manner.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah. So that the looper is on top.
So, right. So what we're talking about, the looper side is your public side. And I use that a ton in hemming.
Yeah.
T-shirts. And what I do is I like to put a decorative thread in that looper.
Yeah.
And because it's a looper, I can put a thicker non-needle thread.
Put whatever you want there.
Right. I can put something that, you know, passes through the looper that wouldn't pass through a needle, and I can get a heavier look on there.
Okay, so what I've been putting in my cover stitch loopers a ton is that it's called, like, Bright Turquoise Maxi Lock Stretch.
Yeah.
And I love this color thread so much.
I know. I've put it on everything.
It just goes with everything. And the purple color, too.
Yeah.
Like, their orchid or whatever. I love
purple,
it.
Purple's a neutral.
Yes, exactly. So is Bright Turquoise. So using that thread as my looper thread, I've had a ton of fun recently. I did it on black. I did it on this print, you know.
I think it was the year that you were in Europe when you were in college that I started that. I kept telling everybody purple was a neutral, and we'd have a class, and I would make all these people use these purple threads on things that weren't purple. And I got everybody, like, hooked on using, you know, threads that didn't match the fabric.
Yeah, we talked about that today during the live broadcast, too. So anyway, that is that's a little rundown of some of your less frequently used serger stitches.
I'm telling you, it's the best pillowcase stitch in the world.
Now, that five-thread safety stitch, if anybody ever wonders, why would I want a combo machine?
Right.
You know, because that's a big sort of question when you're looking at sergers.
Yeah, you know, here's my ideal situation. I have a serger and I have a combo machine.
Yep.
And I cannot think of a better situation. And I know not everybody wants that, desires that, needs that, or can afford that, whatever may be their circumstance. But the, you know, the day that the Evolve, Baby Lock Evolve came out, I bought it, and someone said, so, can I buy your Imagine? And I said, no.
Hell no.
No. You know, and I have upgraded both of those machines since then. Now we have a Ovation and...
And Enlighten.
And I need both of them.
And it's just a crummy Ovation. It's not a Triumph, you know. So not.
Yeah. I mean... I'm pretty happy right now. Like, I haven't got the Triumph fever, so
I really love our Ovation.
There's something to be said about having a machine and knowing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I, you know, I can do everything in the world to that machine.
So that being said, if you come across a, you know, an Ovation trade-in or something, jump on it.
Yeah, jump on any of those that are being traded in at those dealers.
No, but so if you're thinking about a combo machine, this is one reason. Like, it's not just about space, or, like, let's pretend you had, like, all the money in the world or something, right, but you could only get one machine.
Well, I'd have the Ovation.
You know, yeah, maybe you'd want that. But people will often say, oh, I don't want to switch between cover stitch and serging. I can understand where that is coming from, but you'll never get the chance to do
these
combo stitches.
Well, I can understand that in any other machine other than a Baby Lock, but a Baby Lock is so easy to switch.
Pretty darn easy.
I mean, it really is.
Yeah, pretty. I mean, it does take some time.
Right.
You got to change the needle.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, yeah, it does, but it takes a little bit of time, but guess what? You know it's going to work.
Well,
you know, you're not going to be futzing with the tensions and all that.
But I think people don't understand that they're missing out on some stitches when they don't get a combo machine.
Right. Yes, you are.
That's the point that I wanted to make with that.
You can't finish and, you know, make that seam at the same time.
Right. So there's just another, like, thing to throw into your decision-making process to confuse you and whatnot as you go forward. Okay, well, I think we did a good job talking about serger stitches. I could talk about this all day.
Well, I can't because I'm losing my voice.
Well, that's true. I think it might be bedtime.
So. I'm going to say like so long and so, you're not so going to hear that.
Okay, well, you can find us on Instagram. We're ZD Sewing Studio. I'm also the self-sewn wardrobe. I have a new Instagram because I got jealous of your personal Instagram. So I'm starting a personal blog.
Yes, called, I know.
Yeah, do you know? Have I talked about it?
Your dad named it.
Yeah. So my dad used to call me Maloicious.
No, your dad still calls you Maloicious. He has a name for everyone.
Now,
like that. Maloicious.
Do you know how to spell Maloicious?
Well, no, but you don't either.
Right. Give me a second. It's Maloisious. That's how you spell Maloicious. So it's Aloicious with an M on the front.
Wait. Is there a W in it?
No, there's no W. You think it has a W in it and doesn't. Right. The traditional spelling of Aloicious does not have a W in it.
I see. It's Aloicious.
Yeah, it's
right.
The real, like, you right. know, it's a Saint Aloicious, whatever right. he did. I can't remember. Okay, so you can find us all on Instagram.
It's like you're a bad Aloicious because it's Maloicious.
That's right. You can
It's like you can't ever name your clothes malware.
That's right. You can email me at Mallory@sewyer.com and take it away, Mom.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.